Welcome to the podcast, Move Forward with Grace. We will be reading the whole Bible in the year 2024. This is such a perfect way to get into God's Word each day and to develop your own relationship with God our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Angela, and want to first of all say that I am not an expert in theology or church history or a minister, and I never will claim to be. I am a wife and mother who has been reborn and want to be of service to God in gratitude for calling me back home. Welcome to the podcast. The Bible that I will be reading from is the One Year Bible. It is a New Living Translation, and you can find one at www.tyndale.com. This episode is brought to you by the Move Forth brand. It encompasses freedom, health, and God's grace. We are created in God's image perfectly and fearfully and wonderfully. There is nothing that we can do or need to do to earn His grace. He simply gives it to us. I am certified in health and life coaching, but no longer practice. However, I have health tips and resources, products that I love and use, homeschool tips and merchandise available on my website, and that is www.move-forth.com. One of my favorite products on my website and that I use each day are stem cell activation patches. Stem cell therapy can be very costly and can produce results that are short-lived, which is why these patches are so brilliant and they're not considered to be stem cell therapy. They actually activate our own body's production of stem cells and support our health and well-being, all while optimizing our immune system. You can check those out on my website as well, www.move-forth.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for becoming less like you and more like Jesus. May you move forth with grace today. All right, well, today is day 107, and we're going to be reading Joshua 15, 1 through 63, Luke 18, 18 through 43, Psalm 86, 1 through 17, and Proverbs 13, 9 through 10. Let's go ahead and begin with our prayer today. Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We pray for your guidance and wisdom in our lives. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua 15, 1 through 63. The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The southern boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, and then went south of Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went up to Adar, where it turned toward Karka. From there, it passed to Asmon until it finally reached the Brook of Egypt, which is followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from there to Beth Hogla, then proceeded north to Beth Araba to the stone of Bahan. Bahan was Reuben's son. From that point, it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, which is across from the slopes of Adamim on the south side of the valley. From there, the boundary extended to the springs at Enshemesh and onto Enrogel. Then the boundary then passed through the valley of Ben Hinnom along the southern slopes of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went west to the top of the mountain above the valley of Hinnom and on up to the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there, the boundary extended from the top of the mountain to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then it turned toward Bala, that is, Kiriath-Jearim. The boundary circled west of Bala to Mount Seir, passed along to the town of Kesalon on the northern slope of Mount Jearim, and went down to Beth Shemesh and on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded to the slope of the hill north of Ekron. Then it turned toward Shikaron and Mount Bala. It passed Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries for the clans of the tribe of Judah. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Caleb was given the town of Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites, the descendants of Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there, he went to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, was the one who conquered it. So Aksa became Othniel's wife. When Aksa married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Judah. The towns of Judah, situated along the borders of Edom in the extreme south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Baaloth, Hazor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Imam, Shema, Molada, Hazargada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazor Shual, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bala, Im, Esim, Eltolad, Kasil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoth, Shalim, Ain, and Remen. 29 towns with their surrounding villages. The following towns situated in the western foothills were also given to Judah: Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Succo, Azekah, Sheraim, Adithaim, Gedera, and Gederothaim, 14 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were Zenon, Hadesha, Migdalgad, Dilion, Mezpa, Jokthiel, Leshish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamam, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nema, and Makkada, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Marasha, 9 towns with their surrounding villages. The territory of the tribe of Judah also included Ekron and its surrounding settlements and villages. From Ekron, the boundary extended west and included the towns near Ashdod with their surrounding villages. It also included Ashdod with its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza with its settlements and villages as far as the Brook of Egypt and along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country: Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were the towns of Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afeka, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their surrounding villages. In addition, there were Helhul, Beth Zur, Gador, Meroth, Bethanoth, and Eltekon, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. There were also Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their surrounding villages. In the wilderness, there were the towns of Beth Araba, Midden, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. But the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, who lived in the city of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites live there among the people of Judah to this day. Luke 18:18-43. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question: "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Why do you call me good? Jesus asked him. Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother. The man replied, I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young. When Jesus heard his answer, he said, there is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this said, then who in the world can be saved? He replied, what is impossible for people is possible with God. Peter said, we've left our homes to follow you. Yes, Jesus replied, and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus said, listen, we're going up to Jerusalem, where all the predictions of the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to the Romans, and he will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will flog him with a whip and kill him, but on the third day he will rise again. But they didn't understand any of this. The significance of his words was hidden from them, and they failed to grasp what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. And Jesus said, all right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. Psalm 86, 1 through 17, a prayer of David. Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so that I may honor you. With all my heart I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. O God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me as a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me. Proverbs 13, 9 through 10. The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. And that concludes our reading time today. That was a lot of names of places that I am sure that I did not pronounce well at all. And I just thank you for your patience with that. That's not an easy chapter of Joshua to read. So it felt like my brain and my tongue were not working. It was interesting, to say the least. All right. Well, we're going to start off with something about our Psalm today, Psalm 86:8. Let's go ahead and look at our theme really quickly. Let me open up my study Bible real quick first before we get started here. All right, let's see. Okay, so our theme is devoted trust in times of deep trouble. All right, when David said in verse 8, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord," was he saying that there are other gods? So this is a King James translation of that verse. Rather, all other so-called gods are false gods. None of them is wise, mighty, and good, nor do their works support the claims of their adherents that they are true gods. The God of Israel alone does great works. And that is in verse 10 where that is said. All right, in Luke 18:31 through 34, what did the prophets write about the Son of Man? Predictions about what would happen to Jesus are found in the Old Testament. Psalm 41:9 speaks of his betrayal. "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Psalm 22:16 through 18 says, "The enemy, this gang of evil men, circles me like a pack of dogs. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count every bone in my body. See these men of evil gloat and stare. They divide my clothes among themselves by a toss of the dice." This speaks of Christ's crucifixion. Isaiah 53:4 through 7 also describes the crucifixion. "Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." In Psalm 16:10 predicts the resurrection. "Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay." The disciples didn't understand Jesus, apparently because they focused on what he said about his death and ignored what he said about his resurrection. Even though Jesus spoke plainly, they did not grasp the significance of his words until they saw the risen Christ face to face. So yes, his death and resurrection, it was something that they just couldn't grasp. They thought that, you know, he was going to be this mighty warrior king that was going to save them from the Romans, and that they were going to be a part of his royal court, so to speak. So it was really hard for them to grasp this part of what Jesus was talking about. All right, and how many times did Jesus reveal his death to the disciples? This is still in verses 18, 31 through 34. This was the third time the Lord revealed his death to the disciples. The first was in Caesarea Philippi before his transfiguration, and that's in Matthew 16:21 and also Luke 9:22. The second was in Galilee after his transfiguration, Matthew 17:22 and Luke 9:44 through 45. This time he was on the way to Jerusalem. The disciples didn't fully comprehend the purpose of Jesus' death until Pentecost, which we see in Acts 2. And that concludes that for today as well. Why don't we go ahead and finish with our prayer today. Father, we thank you yet again for just another day that we get to study your word and learn and grow spiritually. We are just so very thankful for this opportunity to walk this life with you and to receive your salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And we just pray that we can wake up with joy in our hearts, knowing that we are forgiven, that we are just as if we've never sinned ever because of the death of your Son, Jesus. We are covered in your blood, Jesus. We are holy once again. May we always remember this. May we have hearts filled with joy each and every day. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your protection and your provision. And Jesus, we thank you for being our Savior. We say this prayer in your name. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here and joining in. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.